Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another way. I'm gonna send him to outer space. A gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him out of space to find another race. I'm gonna send him out of space.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. Father, we pray for the Mishmakah spread throughout the four corners of the earth. They'll be encouraged, enlightened, refreshed today through the words of the prophet that is speaking today, that are truly called by you, that truly care for your sheep. Expose the wolves in sheep's clothing. We cast our cares on you on this day. We just rest and feel on your word on this Shabbat in order to hear from you in these trying times. We rebuke stress, sickness, illness, worry, fear. Because you don't give those things. You give us power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for that in advance. In the name of our brother, our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Hallelujah. times from Israelites to Israelites. If you don't get it, I feel for you. Maybe you're not in that remnant. Shabbat Shalom, V the Preacher. That's from the album Jazz of Judah Part 2 that was released a couple of months back. Did make the top 10 in the month of October on the Hebrew Israelite Radio Network. And all praises to the Most High for giving him worship, honor, and glory through song, through music. That album was definitely prophetic, indicating the times that we are in, and Israelites awaiting our time of the wilderness, because he has not appointed us unto wrath. And we are in the apocalyptic, tribulatory times, and the judgments are being poured out, the vials, the bowls, the trumpets, on these heathenistic, Gentile, pagan, Yah-hating people. They're going to find out today. And so we come here today to encourage the people of Yah, the saints, spoken of in 148, the children of Israel, to not be fazed, moved, or discouraged, or worried, or in fear. Don't get caught up into being like these heathenistic preppers. Do the necessary things. Take care of your family. But occupy until he comes, which means carry on with your life and let him bless the work of your hands. Especially to those of you, shout out, who are homesteading and farming and making sure that you have food to feed you and yours. Because the Most High said that he would bless the work of your hands. That means when you plant. Listen, I plan on doing the same thing, so you should do the same thing. Pray over your seeds. Pray over your crops. Ask that he expand your borders and increase your seed and your land. And that those crops, I read the other day, I believe it was Noah. It was Noah after they had got on dry ground, that he had planted a branch of grapes and they sprouted that day. The Most High caused it to be so. And he had wine that night. You go figure. You go figure. I read that in the book of Genesis, but it was in the Targums, which is the early translations, 2,000 years before the King James Version. But this is what I want to convey to you. He will give increase. Remember the woman that Elijah told her to go get as many pots as she could, and the Most High kept filling them with oil? He's going to supply, saints. Remember he told the widow, you know, about the grain and how she would go to get grain from what was left, and it never went empty. Every time she went, there was more and more and more and more. Remember the fish and the two loaves? Remember how they thought it was impossible to feed the masses? But every time they cut off pieces, there was more and more and more. I come to encourage you today that my Yah, Yahuwah, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through HaMashiach Yahshua. Yes, sir. We don't have to worry about what's coming. And then there's going to be a time where he's going to whisk us away to a place where we shall be protected and covered. And then we shall be taken to a place where we'll be able to observe the destruction, the final destruction and purging of this earth, to prepare for the new Jerusalem and for him to set foot on the ground. You got to believe in this thing. If you don't, you have no hope. What's your hope? Trust and believe. And that's what we come to do today. I'm not going to be before you long. I kind of want to do a part two from last week about this protection to encourage you, because I see way too many camps perpetuating what Esau's doing, what Satan's doing, what the world's doing, and putting you in fear of Satan's devices. That second Esther, the 13th chapter, told us the Most High, when he returns, he's going to destroy all their wicked inventions, your dark matter weapons, your harp machines, your direct energy weapons. None of that stuff is going to matter to him. It's going to be melted into nothing. And we don't fear what man thinks he can do to us, because he can't control the soul, which is eternal, and the spirit. He can't destroy us. We understand that these are bodies are vehicles that are sojourning through the terrain. We pray for health. We pray for strength so that our time down here is prosperous and blessed as we enjoy each other and our loved ones and our families. But we do know that what we do for Christ is the only thing that will last, that's eternal. So we're going to get back into the geofence and the frequencies. Last week we spoke about Yah's geofence. A lot of you probably heard this technical term, because geofencing is something that is being used to track people inside of these smart cities. And it's using artificial intelligence and your cell phone. It's a virtual geographic. You can't see it with the eye. It's a boundary defined by GPS and RFID technology that enables software to trigger a response when a mobile device enters or leaves a particular area. So they've been tracking you. You're already in a smart city. And they can put up a geofence around the building, meaning your phone will disable itself whenever you enter it. All types of things can be done with this technology that you've began to call a convenience, because you think it makes your life easier, when it's actually a tracking device. Because Lucifer said in Isaiah the 14th chapter that he shall be just like Yah. He's jealous that he's not omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, and omnipresent, being everywhere at one time. Now he feels he can track man, knows where he is, kill him, and destroy him at will. And for those of you that have aligned yourself up with this world, that may be very much so possible for you, especially those of you who have allowed what they've given you through mandates to become a cyber-physical backbone to align you up with the beast system and quantum computing. So if I were you, yes, I would be very afraid and repenting for the wrong that I've done, volunteering my arm to put me into cyborg ship and transhumanism, volunteering, staying in line for 2 hours and volunteering. And then after you did it, you sat there for 15 minutes so you could be observed to see if you drop. Who does this? My point exactly. So if you, I'd be afraid. I don't have no fear, because I wouldn't do anything like that. But the ones of you who have, I'm praying for you that you might find grace, mercy, repentance, and a supernatural healing. But the Most High said, and he was not playing when he said, be sure that no man deceives you. And he said that these things would happen. And you thought that it was going to be so blatantly obvious when it happened that you've been deceived by Satan as he came through the back door and came in a way due to your being in a stupor and attached to this world and caring about the cares of this world and your physical possessions. You succumbed to the fear and apprehension. Hence, once again, this is why Yeshua said, remember Lot's wife, because she looked back at her things, her possessions, her city, her town, her house, her family. He said, remember Lot's wife and let no man deceive you. You spent all your time in church on Sundays listening to that music and lusting after each other in church and minds on other things instead of listening to the word, mainly because the pastor wasn't preaching the word. Those things didn't stand out to you. And then I got people that get all in their feelings because I cry out loud and spare not. I know I started to do a lesson today on the book of Ezekiel about clean hands. The Bible said, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their sins. He meant that too. And it's, you don't have the luxury of not taking the word serious anymore. Ezekiel 17, 18 through 19. And it says this, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, as I live, declares the Most High Yah, surely in the place where the king dwells, who made him king, whose oath he despised, whose covenant him he broke in Babylon, he shall die. How do we keep from having these dirty hands? Well, he's the one that wants to cleanse you. Ezekiel 36:25, when he says, I will sprinkle water on you, which is Jeremiahu. No, that's Jeremiah. It'll come back to me in a second, the Hebrew word for that. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols, and I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 3:18-19, when I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you don't warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hands, all because you didn't tell him. I could care less about your feelings. I could care less about how sensitive you are to the level or tone of my voice. Of course, if it's that serious and I'm trying to keep you out of hell, I'm not going to be whispering with you or telling you jokes. I'm letting you know that this ain't no joke and this is nothing to play with. Let me read this to you again. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you don't warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. That's the fornicator, the adulterer, the thief, the homosexual, the murderer, the drug dealer, the liar. If you just laughing with them and talking about, you siding with them, and their blood will be required at your hands from having been around them. That's why sometimes it's best to be to yourself if you don't have the mouth or the balls to tell people about themselves. If you're too scared and worried about people's feelings, you better keep your little butt in the house and shut the door. But then again, that makes you the man with the one talent who buries it and didn't do anything. And the Most High came back and put that man, put him to hell because he said, you did nothing with what I gave you. So this is, you have a mandate on you. Take the day off on Saturday, Shabbat. That's your Shabbat Shalom. You get to have a chill pill. But Sunday through Friday, it's on popping and cracking. Every time you walk out your door, trials, tribulations, people to set straight, people to love, people to forgive. And it's very taxing, which is why on the Shabbat, you chill because you can finally pull the plug. But through the rest of the week, I'm trying to wash my hands and keep my hands clean. It's why some people don't come around you, including your family members. I know that's why they're not coming around me, because I've always had the testicular fortitude and the shoulders to tell you about who you are and tell you the truth. I don't care if I said it in a humorous way or an angry way or a hot way. I'm going to get it off me. You're not going to have me carrying your sins or getting in trouble with my father because I sided with you in the wrong that you did. It's called an accomplice. And you go to jail for being an accomplice, for driving the car while waiting on them to come out the bank with the money. You're guilty as well. You're guilty as well. I couldn't stand it when I started seeing people within my family converting their lifestyle to an abomination lifestyle of homosexuality and lesbianism in front of my grandmother, who loved the Most High with all her heart. That's all she knew. She was a sharecropper and everything. And you bring this abomination around her on these so-called holidays, and you come up introducing your same-sex husband or partner to my grandmother. It's an abomination. You think I'm a side with that? I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want to be around you people. You disgust me for the level of disrespect. And then tell me I'm intolerant or I'm a homophobe. No, I'm not scared of you that live that lifestyle. I dislike it and don't want to be around it. And when you're ready to live the right lifestyle, the way you were born, I can embrace you and we can get in these scriptures and keep these commandments. Anything that goes against my father and his scripture, I detest. I detest. And you know why I detest it? Because the kingdom of God is within me. And it's trembling when it comes around sin. It won't let me be comfortable because it's on the inside saying that's disgusting. My stomach turns a lot of times in the presence of demon-possessed people. My stomach turns. I get nauseated. It's happened on many occasions. Walking down the street and coming into contact with somebody who has a legion of demons, my stomach turns in me. That is the kingdom of God of heaven in you. That's being disrupted and shaken by saying this danger, this is not right. And it's wanting you to do one of two things, either leave the place, cast it out, say something, rebuke it. You have a mandate, children of Israel. It's not enough to just know. You must operate in the power of the kingdom if it's inside you. And that's what we're about to get into. So let me segue from clean hands. Keep your hands clean. That means either open up your mouth or stay away from the people. But you stay away. If the Most High realizes that you're running because you got too much pride to tell the truth, cry out loud and spare not, he can't use you. What happens with things he can't use? Christ walked by the fig tree twice. First time he said, all right, I come back. You ain't got no fruit on you. I'm going to curse you. Came back. Tree wasn't producing no fruit. He cursed it so it would die. This is why many people leave early. It's like, what good are you in the earth when you can't produce fruit? What are you here for? That's like one of my favorite commercials now. So why are you here? Yeah, I guess y'all didn't expect me to go this route this morning, but I'm going, and that's the Most High. All praises be unto him. I'm getting ready to go into the geofence and the Iron Dome because I want to talk about your protection to keep fear off you. They got you believing that there's sleeper cells and these immigrants are going to start blowing up nuclear bombs and shooting at people. Got y'all in fear and trying to figure out what to do. When I just told you, you've got the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God inside you, and the Most High protects his people. Have you heard of the Iron Dome in Israel? Did you watch how the missiles and bombs from Hamas was just pinging off that thing? That's a part of geofencing technology. It's an Iron Dome that you can't see. And I want to encourage you today that there is a Iron Dome around you in the spirit that you can't see, and there's protection with you that you can't see. It was Elisha that told the Most High, asked the Most High to show Gehazi what was surrounding them in the form of protection. He said, open his eyes. Let him see for just 1 second. And when he opened his eyes, the Most High opened Gehazi's eyes. On the mountains were throngs of angels with swords and flaming swords sitting on horses ready to go to battle. You have no idea the protection you have. And why do you have this protection? If the kingdom of God is in you, then it's the kingdom's responsibility to protect their property. If I'm leasing a property, the landlord will make sure that it's in good condition, taken care of, clean, and take care of the repairs, and will make sure nothing happens to it. I'm doing my part, so the Most High is going to protect what's his. And Iron Dome is around you. Job said it best, Job 1 and 10. I should say Satan said it best. Let me take that back. Let's listen to what Lucifer said to the Most High in Job 1 and 10. Has not thou made a hedge about him? Satan said, you done made a hedge and put it all around Job. I can't get to him. These weapons, these missiles, these bombs, these terrorist groups, these sleeper cells, these immigrants, these foreign nationals, these people can't touch you when you're doing the will of the Father in this earth. And he placed you here as the remnant to take care of his business, to cry out loud and spare not. You have the Iron Dome. And especially when you praise him. He said that I inhabit the praises of my people. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. Nothing, Satan can't do anything to the heavenly hosts. They're afraid of the hosts of heaven, the Most High, and you who belong to him. No weapon formed against us. No weapon, missiles, sleeper cells, bullets. No weapon formed against us can prosper. This is why we talk about the frequencies and everything. People are like, that's some new age, that's this, that. No, the scientists have studied things that you won't touch and study to figure out how they can penetrate and attack your very essence, your soul and your spirit, and get to the kingdom inside you. penetrate and try to put demons inside you through frequencies. The frequency of looking at pornography with your eye gate and allowing that sin that's being committed on that screen to enter into your brain and into your mind and your head and your lustful psyche area, and thus opening up a gateway for demons to come inside you because you allowed it in your eye gate, your ear gate, letting you listen to certain hip-hop frequencies and music that opens up your spirit and soul to the suggestions that they're saying, and then the witchcraft that was put on the master disc, the masters. This is why everybody went on their masters. Masters were prayed over by witches in the upper room of Capitol Records before they dispersed the records. The artists didn't even know they were doing this. Once the master was done, it was given to the witches to pray over it, that it might sell, increase in property, so that it might hook people. I'll tell you, one of those records that it had me would be Machiavelli by Tupac. There was a spirit of violence, anger, addiction came on me every time I listened to that album. It put that street thug gangster mentality in me as soon as I heard the songs on that album. Before I go back to Job, there was a intoxicating frequency that was used with the 808 drum machine. And everybody started to use it because it's a low-end frequency range that is used to create a deep, powerful sound. And it's intoxicating the people and pulls them in. This is why I don't like no Christian hip-hop, because they're using these frequencies of the worldly hip-hop and trying to sound like the world as opposed to creating something that's original. Now, I'm delving into different topics here. I'm going to get back into frequencies in a second because I want to get back into praise. And I want to get back into praise because I want you to know the power of your praise and your voice and your sounds. But let's go back to what Satan told the Most High. I can't get to Job. Job represents you, Israelites, and all people. He can't get to you because there is a hedge around you. And I'm going to tell you what that is in 1 second. Let me finish the verse. He said, thou hast made a hedge about him and his house and about all that he hath. I want you to put yourself in this. You're protected. Your household is protected. Man, you are the head. Sisters, you need a head, because the scripture said in Israel that women are going to be running to men saying, I'll take care of myself. I got my own money. Just let me bear your name and come up under your headship so that you can take the reproach off me, the shame off me. I have no covering. It is true that you have a reproach on you for not having a head. Case closed. And he said, thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance, his gardens, his fruit, his clothing, his gas, his everything he has, his money. It's increased because of the protection he has on him. Many of you say, what is that protection? That's our lesson for today. Spiritual iron dome. You have this hedge and you received it once you were filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's look at that. And I'm going to give you some precepts. And after I get through with these precepts, I'm going to come back to these frequencies and helping you to understand the spiritual warfare, that it's not just you getting on your knees and saying these repetitious prayers and, oh, Satan, I rebuke you. Y'all did a lot of rebuking in the Christian church and got up still defeated, still not keeping the commandments, not keeping the Shabbat, and still in fornication and adultery, still cheating. Talking about spiritual warfare. You don't even understand how it works. The dome of spiritual protection comes through obedience to Yah. He said, I give my spirit. Let me find the scripture. I give my spirit to those that obey me. That's Acts 5 and 32. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Ruach, whom Yah has given to those who obey him. And when they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. So what is that saying? He's saying that I only give my spirit to those that obey me. And so you're not going to receive the spirit if you're breaking these 10 commandments. The fourth commandment, remember the Shabbat, Sabbado, seventh day. Remember the seventh day and keep that holy. Sunday, that is not my day.
That is a Catholic mandate from Pope, which means replacement of Christ. No, you don't. You don't replace nothing around here. 1 John, the third chapter, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Are you obeying him and keeping them? Obedience is remember all of the holy days of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Are you keeping Leviticus 23 and keeping the holy days? Come out of her, my people. Leave the pagan practices. Are you still celebrating Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter? Pagan holidays. You don't have the Ruach of Holy Spirit through the evidence of your gibberish if you're not obeying him. If somebody tells you to keep the commandments and you say, oh, that's done away with, we ain't got to do that. Oh, church is on Sunday, not Saturday. No, you're in disobedience to him. So you don't have your Ruach. According to Acts 5:32, we are witnesses of these things. He gives the Ruach to those that obey him. You don't have it. When he said, be baptized. And then how Yeshua was baptized by John the Baptist, and then the dove, the Holy Spirit came down on him as soon as he came out the water in the form of a dove. But that's when the Holy Spirit came upon him so he could begin to teach and preach to the nations in all of their languages. Same thing with the people in the upper room, the 120. It was like cloven tongues of fire. It descended on them in the form of a cloven tongue of fire, not a dove. And they were all given the knowledge of various languages to speak to the people during the week of festivals, right after Passover. And these people heard them all preach and teach in their own language. Do you understand what's going on here? Are you starting to get the big picture? Because I know peeling the layers of false preaching and false teaching and false Christianity to you is tough. Get that stuff off of you. You don't have the Holy Spirit because they teach you how to speak gibberish and you make it up. Your Holy Spirit comes through obedience and through conversion and by keeping the laws, according to Psalms 19:7. So let's go back to being sealed up and the spiritual iron dome and true spiritual warfare that you won't even have to do. Because the warfare you did when you was in church and the music was going and you was like, we come now. We come against principalities. You ain't coming against nothing because you don't have the Ruach. You don't keep the commandments. You let homosexuals walk around you. You go to lunch with them. And you let sinners just kick it with you. You got sinners all in your family that ain't afraid of you because they'd be like, you can't judge me. Hopefully your family is staying away from you because they fear what's going to come out of your mouth, the fire of Yah, if anything. If your family don't want to be around you because they know you're going to set them straight, so be it. If your family don't want to be around you because they know you're going to tell the truth, so be it. Did you know the Bible said he that loses mother, father, son, daughter for me shall have triple fold in the kingdom and will be blessed? All true believers in Yeshua who have been effectually called have been sealed up until the day of redemption. That's how you know that you have a spiritual iron dome all around you. Before I read that precept, let's get the first one from last week. Yahshua fence in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the secret place, obedience. I will say of Yah, he is my refuge, my fortress, and in my Elohim will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. I'm in truth, shall be thy shield and buckler. Spiritual iron dome, Ephesians 1:13. Let's go to Ephesians. Chilling on the Sabbath, We'll be chopping up this word today. Chop it up. I'm going to be brief, too. I just want to encourage you to do the right thing, be refreshed when we get back to work come Sunday, come Sunday moment. All right. Your spiritual iron dome has to do with the fact that you were sealed up the moment you were filled with the Ruach HaKadosh, and you allowed the kingdom of heaven to live inside your life, inside your body. Ephesians 1 and 13 says this, in whom ye also trusted, after you heard the word of truth. Are you in the truth? The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you heard it, you believed and were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. You were bought with a price unto the praise of his glory. You're a purchased possession. You don't even belong to yourself anymore. The Most High bought you with the blood of Yeshua. Now the kingdom of heaven owns you, and you're sealed up until the day of redemption because you were called. You heard and believed, made you his seed and remnant. You heard, believed, baptized, keeping these commandments. The fire is upon you. You're sealed up no matter what happens. There's something got you covered. You're being guarded through faith by Yah's power. 1 Peter. Let's get another precept. Now don't look for me to church no more. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. And it reads as thus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Messiah, Yeshua, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection. Of Yeshua HaMashiach from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Did you hear that? You have a hope which is lively, and you have an inheritance that can't spoil, be corrupted, it can't be defiled, it won't even fade. You are reserved. You have reservations in heaven. You're already set. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Let's look at Romans 8, 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we then say to this? If Yah be for us, who can be against us? Jeremiah 1 and 5, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you, called you, sanctified you to be priests unto the nations. You get into the books of the Pseudepigrapha and the Apocrypha, you begin to find out that we were the spirits that were in heaven that did not want to come here, but had to come here on assignment to this proving ground and testing ground, and he had already chosen us before we came to have this protection and seal amongst us. Why are you walking in fear? You are not in control. You got the blessing of choice. You're not in control. You're not running nothing here but your mouth. Let me give another one before I get to talking again. Let's go to John 10, some precepts. First commandment says, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Okay, John 10, and John 10, 28. Sorry, I'm going to old school. I got my word in my hand, not using a computer. Then said Yeshua unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that hath sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. That was First John. No, that was St. John. The 8th chapter. Now let's go to St. John, the 10th chapter, and find out what he has done exactly for us at the 28th verse. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. Can't touch this. He wasn't just talking about those that were with him physically then. He's talking about the work that he had done was for those who were to come as well. And you know, the Most High, I should have had that scripture ready, said that I am not coming back until every soul that's in heaven that is required to be born is done so. They all must come and fulfill their time on earth, and then the Messiah will come back. And these are the ones he's predestined, whom I've predestined, Romans the 8th chapter, and then Jeremiah 1 and 5, before you were even formed. Let's finish reading this. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What's his is his, and it can't be taken away. I need you to get your mind right. Listen to this. What's his is his, can't be taken away, can't be touched, can't be hurt, can't be destroyed, can't be killed. It's incorruptible. So how do I know I'm his? Well, we just read in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, that you were heard this gospel, and when you heard it, something in you clicked, you believed, you received, and you became obedient. You see the ones that hear it, don't receive it, it doesn't click, they don't obey it, they don't want it. They can't stop their wicked ways because they have that seed in them, and it's not meant for them to have because they didn't want it. They didn't want it when they came. They came here that way. Listen, this is why the Most High can say, Jacob I love and Esau I've hated, because he knows that some people were born in this world never going to receive or do right. He knew who they were before they were even born. You see him as a cute little baby, your little friend that you want to force to be an Israelite. I talk about they save, are they nice, are they good people? And the Most High can see further than you, and he knows that they're wicked. How do I know that? Okay, let me get that for you. Romans 9 and 22. What if Yah, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath that were fitted to destruction? What does that mean? Born for destruction, fitted to destruction. Born that way. Vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor, separating the wheat from the tare. Tare looking just like the wheat. A lot of people didn't even know that that existed. He's Yah. He's not the way the Christian church taught you, wondering or trying to see who's going to accept him. And he knows who's going to accept him. He knew Adam when them would fall. He had a plan to send Christ.
He knew he would have to redeem us. This is, we're talking about Yah. Come out your mind for a minute. The reason you've made it this far and you came into the knowledge of the truth, because I sit up here and wonder how I got here all the time, because he had planned for you to do so. And he put your name, his name is on you. That's why he said, for my name's sake, I have brought you out of all types of wickedness, because you couldn't do it. Matthew 10:22, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. Clearly this phrase means that for the sake of showing his abilities and his character, he used you and he used your life to show who he is for his name's sake. So many other verses about his name's sake. But today we're talking about the real spiritual warfare is that you're under divine protection. And your divine protection, guess what your spiritual warfare is? Not you talking about, I rebuke. You're not even in a place of power yet. It's a natural, what do I want to say, benefit that comes with obedience. It's one of the last things my dad talked to me about before he left here, that he was speaking on a word saying what's important was obedience. And he's right, obeying Yah, because of Acts 5:32. I give my spirit to those that obey me. But we didn't understand the level of obedience was to keep all the commandments. That's the dietary laws, the dress code for the women. I stress for the women because the world's got women dressing like hoes now. Stop trying to throw men in there. Told one Hebrew brother, talking about the women in his little assembly, the way they dress, like the world. And he said, what about the men? Well, what are you talking about? You sitting in here lusting after men? It's the women that's got their cleavage out and wearing tight pants and not covering their heads and sprinkling all types of color in their head and got these butterfly eyelashes on that's trying to be provocateurs to men. I'm worried about no man. You deal with the men. Tell them to soldier up. Backwards. The Most High inhabits the praises of his people, so your obedience gives you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals you up to the day of redemption. That's your spiritual warfare because Satan and his demons can't even get you. Psalm 91, shut up. Psalms 91 says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All you have to do is abide. Abide. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. Abide. Then the praises go forth. Your praise is important within itself. I talked about last week how the shofar, which is the first is tekiah. It makes a sound. Sound is a one long continuous verse. The second sound is a shivarim. It consists of three shorter blasts. Third sound is the teruah. Teruah is a set of nine short bursts of sound and staccato blast, but people didn't realize that the shofar has a frequency of 376 hertz. You have to realize why the Most High told them to blow them shofars to bring down Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho and to bring down the towers and the walls. You have to understand that 2 Chronicles 20:22, the Most High sent Judah, which means praise, in front of the army to begin to worship and praise. And when they worshiped and praised, the frequency and sound of that shofar and that praise coming down caused the enemy to be confused and to destroy one another. Your praise, your sound, your frequency, your vibration of adoration confuses the devil and he'll destroy himself. Can't destroy you. Sum it up, your warfare is obedience. Your warfare is worship. Your warfare is praise. Your voice is your shofar. Your shofar is your shofar. Your blast, your sounds, praising him when things get crazy and it gets ratchet. 376 hertz. Oh, so you think that's new age? No, that's the frequency that the shofar is at. See, you got the record companies playing around with frequencies on you with TVs and everything, and you're ignorant because my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
but you're not monitoring certain frequencies. Why is it that only David and his harp cast demons out of Saul, but you bring the gypsy in there or whatever other instrument and other people in there, they couldn't reach the sound that needed to be achieved to set Saul free? You can't be playing all types of music. You got to be sensitive to what you turn on and put on. Don't even do things out of habit. Check your spirit. Check the atmosphere. Walk in the spirit. Stay in the spirit, because you're under protection, divine protection, and you carry a jewel inside of you that you don't want to escape or be lost through a crack in your vessel. You want to nurture the gift that's inside you. You're sealed up until the day of redemption. You have to protect it by not grieving the Holy Spirit. Don't just take your little Holy Spirit and go watch some porn, rated R television shows, which are now pushing all types of bisexuality, watching love and hip hop TV shows with, you already know what that stuff brings. Well, why would you sit the gift of God in front of that and monitor that and grieve the Holy Spirit that it be taken away from you in the kingdom of God, leave your vessel, leave you wide open for demon possession through frequencies, the frequencies and vibrations that permeate the atmosphere, 5G, 6G. I think I talked about this. Listen to this. Rap songs are normally set to 432 hertz. Here's a couple of popular rap songs that they release at 432 hertz. This is really interesting to me because I just got an 8-track recorder and I'm recording my second EP on it. And it gives me the option to see what frequency and hertz I want on each particular channel, and then the hertz that I want the entire song to permeate and go out at. And now I'm just like fascinated. Like, this is what they do when they're mixing. And we never get involved in the mix. We let these engineers who are always play with the frequencies and hertz, which is the most important thing. Rap songs are at 432 hertz. Listen to these rap songs that are at 432 hertz. Lil Uzi Vert. Stop Trying to Be God. Uptown featuring. Lil Peep and XX Estancion. R.I.P. Screw. Travis Scott. We already saw what happened at his concert. NLE Choppa and Lil Uzi Vert, 432 hertz. I just told you that the shofar goes out at 376 hertz because they say they see that there's a possible interconnectedness between the spiritual and physical use at 376 hertz. Using the shofar, people use it for cleansing rooms, stagnant, disruptive, low vibrational energy. Did you know it's important to pray when you go stay in a motel, hotel room that was probably used for human trafficking, adultery, or homosexuality, and you walk in there, and that's the spirit that was in there, and that room, that place was utilized for that? So we don't believe in these things. For one, we're scared of it. Two, we don't have the power. We don't have the protection. Itching and scratching, you have no reason, you don't even know why. So it's something to be aware of, and I want you to keep your spiritual dome intact. Once again, through obedience, nurturing the gift in you, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the kingdom of God is within you. The Most High said that you're mine. I bought you with the price, the blood of Yeshua, and I'm going to protect what's mine. You were mine from the beginning of time, from the beginning of time. Now, I'm going to keep bringing you out, but grace will run out if you just keep overriding. Then I'm going to have to get my eraser and take your name out of the book of life. If you just keep overriding the promise I gave you, if you decide that you're going to override the gift I gave you and go into this bisexuality lifestyle, I'm going to throw you in that book of Romans, the first chapter. I'm going to turn you over to a reprobate mind, and I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to give you what you want. And I'm going to make you believe what you're doing is okay. Because that's what you want. Clean your hands, people. Warn people.
All right, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Shabbat. Spend my time. Spread love. Spread the word. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat. Know that the truth is your buckler and shield. It's not just the truth for you to be puffed up and act like you know everything. It's actually your protection. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, that you know it all. Because truth is a journey. It never stops. It's not a destination. Hallelujah. Kwam Yasha'ala. Shabbat Shalom. Until next time.
My statutes and show them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in their death. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, the great I am. Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walk not in my statutes, and they despise my judgments. The Sabbaths they greatly polluted. I told them I'd pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them. Yes. Yet also, I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness. Now I would not bring them into the land. You shall know that I am, that I am. Purge them out.